Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones, who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" The Gospel of the Lord. Clearly, our Lord is not like the dishonest judge. This gospel is to tell us to ask unceasingly to get what we need, because our Father is good. But even more than getting what we desire and need, this parable is about how to pray unceasingly. Those who love the Lord, it always develops a relationship. They don't just want to love him sometimes. They don't just want to be good. They want to be with him all the time, just to remain in his presence, to have Jesus at your side as your closest friend. And this is what the Lord wants so badly, but he places that desire in our hearts as well. To do this, to remain in his presence, it takes faith. It takes our attention and our awareness. The saints say it truly is effort that this is required to do this. To remain in his presence, we have to again and again call to mind he's present. Beginning of a task, during the middle of it, and at the end of it. Maybe even having a picture of our Lord, or having a certain phrase, a daily word to say again and again, a little javelin to throw up to heaven, just to stay in his presence. Effort is required. But it's not just a matter of faith, a matter of the intellect. It's a matter of the heart. St. Albert the Great was able to devote his intellect to astonishing things: astronomy, sciences, mechanics, the scriptures, all sorts of studies. He knew things in every field. Being busy, being mentally occupied, was not an obstacle to being with Jesus. He could stay with him the whole time because it's more a matter of love than even attention. So three brief tips of remaining with the Lord by the heart. St. John of the Cross says, it's a matter of detaching ourselves. If we have things we're just drawn to again and again, we have to recognize that and see that my heart is drawn to that thing when it's naturally drawn to the Lord. There's something we need to detach from: distractions, maybe a relationship that's too clingy, whatever it may be. That detachment frees our hearts to be given to the Lord. Second, St. Peter Julian Aimard says, these secrets to recollection is to remain in his personal love for you. When we remain in the goodness of God, when we have our attention focused on his love and his goodness towards you, it is so overwhelmingly good. Our love remaining in his love, the attention is naturally drawn towards that. And we'll find ourselves unable to leave his side, how good he is. And third, St. Teresa of Lisieux says, just be with him, just to please him. Not fancy, not I'm going to work extra hard, but he likes it when I'm with him. These little movements of the heart, of detachment, of remaining in his love, of being there just to please him. It still takes effort, of course, but it's an effort of love, that I just want to be with him. I just want to pray without ceasing, not because I'm supposed to, because he's my closest friend. And it pleases him a great deal.